All right, Jabbos, good morning. Let's begin. Today's daf is Tzadik Hey, 95. We are picking up, Jabbos, at the bottom of Tzadik Dalid Amud Beis. I believe we left off about six lines up from the bottom. Elok Rabbi Nasa. So remember, again, we're in the midst of an interesting, a technical sugya, but an interesting one, trying to understand the different level of liability and responsibility for the various shomim. So the Gemara says, "Elik Rabbi Nasan, the Sanya Rabbi Nasan Omer, O l'Rabos Shavuya." So Rabbi Nasan is the one who says that the word "O" in the pasuk by Shoel goes ahead and indicates that the Shoel bechayiv for Shavuya if the animal is taken captive. Ibe says the Gemara, "Hi O mi b'alei l'chalik." So we actually read this yesterday. But that O is necessary ultimately to distinguish in the pasuk. How so? The saga daitchamina, I would have thought ad mitvura umesa, that a shoal is only chayiv if the animal breaks and dies. Therefore, again, the Gemara says ad mitvura umesa lo mechayiv kamash malon. No, kamash malon, that the O says that either if it breaks, quote unquote, or if it dies, one is going to be liable, but one does not require both events to occur to incur liability. So that works well according to Rabbi Yonasan, but according to Rabbi Yoshia, what is there to say? It says the Gemara Disanya. But so we're going to see another O discussion. Disanya, Ish Asheri Kalalas Aviv Ve'esimo. The Pasuk says if a man will go ahead and curse his father and his mother, Emi Ela Aviv Ve'imo. I only know if he curses both of his parents. Aviv below Imo, Imo below Aviv Minayin. What if he only curses one of his parents? How do I know that there's liability even in that case? Talmud Lomar, Aviv V'Imo Kilel. Aviv Kilel, Imo Kilel, Div Rabbi Yoshia. So Rabbi Yoshia also understands that the Vav actually is there what we call a Chalik. The Vav is there to teach you that either if he curses his father or his mother, he is going to be Chayv. Rabbi Yonasan Omer, Mash Mushneim Ke'echad, Rabbi Yonasan says, no, the Pasuk itself indicates to us whether you curse both of your parents together or whether you curse them each one individually, top of Tzadik Hei, one will be Chayiv. Until ultimately the Pasuk would teach you explicitly that you'd only be Chayiv for cursing them together. But Gemara says, but here we could even go ahead and make our ruling by Shoah like Rabbi Yoshia. Why? Because over here I do not need the Vav in order to go ahead and lechalik. What's the reason for that? My taima, why don't I need the Vav to be mechalik by the case of Shoel? Svaru, because it says the Gemara says Svaru. What's the Svaru? Madli katla kula, madli katla palga. Well, this is actually interesting. The Gemara says, of course, what does it matter? Of course, the Shomer is going to be liable if the animal dies a little bit or if the animal dies a lot. Now, what does that mean? Says the Gemara, the way we would view injury is that injury of an animal is partial death. So ultimately, again, what does it matter if the animal partially dies or the animal fully dies? Of course, the Shoel is going to be chayiv. If that's the case, then the Vav ultimately is available to teach you Shvuya. Geneva va'aveda b'shoel minalav. So says the Gemara, how do I know that a shoel is chayiv in Geneva and Aveda? So says the Gemara, v'chitema nelif mishvura u'mesa. Maybe you'll say, I should learn out from Shvura and Mesa. I should learn out Geneva and Aveda from a shoel, from Shvura u'mesa. How so? Mala Shvura u'mesa, delo efshala mitrach v'isuye. So when it comes to Shvura u'mesa, if the animal, quote-unquote, breaks or dies, there is nothing the Shomer could do to restore the animal to its previous state. Tomar b'gneva v'aveda, de'efshar l'mitrach v'isuye. Yet by gneva and aveda, if the Shomer tries hard enough, or it's possible for the Shomer to go ahead and restore the animal to what it was. In other words, that is a reversible state. Ela kiha. Disanyo. Rather, Bosi has to be like what we learned in the following. Benishpar omes. The pasuk says if the animal breaks or it dies, Eimi ela shvur umesa. I only know if the animal breaks or it dies. Gneva va'aveda minayin. How do I know that if the animal is stolen or lost, that there is liability? Amrit kavachomer. So you'll say there's a kavachomer. What's the kavachomer? Umash shomer sachar shafatu mishvura umesa chay b'gneva. So we'll say shomer sachar, who is going to be exempt in a case of shvura umesa, because remember again, shvura umesa, when the animal dies or breaks, quote unquote, that is considered to be an ones, that is, considered to be an extenuating circumstance. And the shomer sachar is pater unextenuating circumstances. So even a Shomer Sachar who's patra and owns sin, yet chayiv b'gneiva v'aveda, is going to be chayiv in a case where the animal is stolen or lost. Shoel, shechayiv b'shvura u'meisa, eno din shechayiv b'gneiva v'aveda. When it comes to a shoel who is chayiv in Shomer, so we'll say, if a shoel is going to be chayiv in owns sin, that shvura u'meisa, then he certainly will be chayiv ultimately again in gneiva and aveda. To which the Gemara says, v'zeh, who kavachomer she'in alav tshuva. So this is an interesting statement. And this kavachomer is a good one. This is a kavachomer for which there is no refutation. So the Gemara always understands, if you have to say there is no refutation, so what does that mean? That means there is a refutation, is that right? Meaning that's a preemptive strike. What you're saying is, I know you have a kasha on this kavachomer, and I'm telling you mitchila that the kasha is not a good one. So it says the Gemara. So what would be? We know that there's no tshuva. We know there's no refutation. But if there were to be a refutation, what would it look like? So v'chiteima ikal amifrach. You could have asked on this kavachomer. Malo shomer sachar shekei mishayim teshlo mikefel. If he were to go ahead and claim a taina of list in mizuyin, if he were to claim that I was robbed by armed robbers, and then it turned out that he was lying, that he would have to pay kefel, he would have to pay a double penalty payment. So you see over here that shomer sachar, the kavachomer is predicated on the idea that shoel is more chomer than shomer sachar. But the Gemara is just pointing out is, I could have asked that maybe Shomer Sachar is more Chomer than Shoel. Why? Because there is a scenario by a Shomer Sachar in which he has to pay Kefel. There is no Kefel scenario by Shoel, which makes sense. Because remember, a Shoel is Chayev no matter what his claim is. But yet, I can still see that there's a Chumrah in Shomer Sachar above Shoel. If that's the case, that there's a Chumrah, the Kavah Chomer shouldn't work. To which the Gemara says, I'll tell you why that doesn't work. Afilu hachi, karna de shol adifa. Well, so you've seen this concept before, that as much as paying kefil is a chumrah, the bigger chumrah is to always be chayiv in every single case for the Karen. So therefore, at the end of the day, although there is a scenario in which Shomer Sechel will pay kefil, and no such scenario exists by Shoel, the fact that Shoel is always going to be chayiv for the Karen still indicates that a Shoel is going to be more chumrah. Ibaizim, the other possibility is, kasar listim izuyim gazlanu. Or I will say, interesting enough, or it could also be that this other opinion holds that listin mezuyin is gazlan. But I will say, remember again, the chilik between listin mezuyin being gazlan or ganav is, the chiyuv of kefel is only by gneva, not by gezela. Right? Again, if a person was claimed that they were robbed publicly, then lemaisa, again, there is no chiyuv kefel in that case, only by gneva. So this opinion might hold that listin mezuyin is a din in gazlan. Ashkechon l'chiyuv. So we'll say, so now we've understood. Now we've found in the realm of chiyuv. Now look at Rashi for just a moment. Ashkechon l'chiyuv. Gneva va'aveda b'shol. L'chayev b'shein b'aylev imo. So now we know that a shol b'chayev in gneva na'aveda. Okay. What about liftar minolon? We'll say, how do we know? Remember, shoel, as we saw in the Mishnah, has a very interesting exemption. What's the interesting exemption? The interesting exemption is going to be ba'alav imo. So ba'alav imo, Rabosei, means the following. That's what? That if the owner is present, if the owner is there with the borrower at the time that the event of the loss of the animal occurs, that the borrower will be potter. So says the Gemara, we've now established that a shoel is going to be chayiv in Gneva and Aveda. How do I know that if Gneva and Aveda occurs to a shoel, to the animal that the shoel has, and the owner is present, that the shoel will be potter? V'chitema neilef mishvura u'mesa. So maybe you say we should learn it out from shvura and mesa. Mal shvura u'mesa shekein ones. You can't learn it out from shvura and mesa, because remember again, that's extenuating circumstances. Elagomer mishomer sachar. Rather, you'll have to say we learn out from shomer sachar. I have a shomer sachar gufe minolon gamri. Or minolon. And where does shomer sachar himself? Where do we learn out that ultimately, again, he will be chayiv? Gamri chiyuvah de shomer sachar, mi chiyuvah de shoel. Interestingly enough, we learn out the obligation of shomer sachar from the obligation of shoel. But ma lahalon bebailim pater, afkan bebail and pater. So we, if that's the case, then you would have to say that just like Shaul has a pater of baal of imo, maybe Shomer Sachar also has a pater of baal of imo. So to which the Gemara says bemai gomer. So mostly, what is the mechanism through which we are making this limud? So we'll say, if you say that you're making, now this goes back to a different discussion. There are different, what we'll call exegetical principles through which we are able to make drushas. So for example, the most well-known, of course, is a kal v'chomer, but there's also something called a mematzinu. Mematzinu essentially means a common denominator. That's when you find the common denominator or a common idea or concept in two different areas of halacha, it allows you effectively to build a bridge between those two areas. So the Gemara says, but even mematzinu ikala mifrach, kedibarchinon. But yet, again, if you want to learn out from a mematzinu, one could raise the question, shekein ones, kedibarchin shekein ones, because we'll say ultimately, again, that the case of shvura and mesa cannot be used as the springboard for the limud, because shvura and mesa is ones, ela amr kra v'chi yishal. Rather, again, says the Gemara, we learn out from the pasuk of v'chi yishal, Vav Mosif al Inyon Rishon, the Yilmad Elyon Mitachton. So we'll say the Vav ultimately comes and adds on to the liability. And what? And we go ahead and we extrapolate from the Inyon Rishon, from the first topic mentioned, and then apply it to the, literally the Tachton, to the bottom mentioned top. Let me say that differently. Vav Mosif al Inyon Rishon, the Yilmot Elyon Mitachton. And ultimately, again, we learn out the upper one from lower. Now, what does that mean? Take a look at the first wide line of Rashi. Rashi says, V'yilmad Elyon Mitachton. I'm actually going a little bit out of order in Rashi, but Rashi gives us a definition. Geneva Va'aveda de Shomer Sachar, Mechiyuva de Shoel. So I'll say we learn out Geneva, the liability of Geneva and Aveda from Shomer Sachar, from the Chiyuv of Shoel. What does this mean? Mashvura umesa de shol bebailim pater, just like shvura and mesa of shoel, right? If the owner is present, then ultimately the shol be pater. Afchiyuva de shomer sachar bebailim pater. What's the interesting thing? The Gemara now is suggesting that even by shomer sachar there will be a pater of baal of imo. V'tachton me'elyon. And this again is actually going, we'll see this afterwards. Tachton me'elyon, that's what I'm saying. Let me actually stop here because I'm reading the wrong Rashi over here. But you understand, I'll both say, this elyon and tachton means the following. Remember, as we saw in yesterday's daf, there's a little bit of like what we call Erev Parshios. The psukim of Shomer Sachar, Shomer Chinam, and Shoel are all written together in one section in Mishpatim. The only real clear section is the section of Shoel, because the Torah goes out and writes Lashon of V'chi Yishal. The other two sections are a bit more, I'm not going to call it jumbled, but are a bit more, what's the right word? Ambiguous or unclear. So therefore the Gemara is suggesting over here that extra vav that we discussed essentially creates a bridge between the parashios that allows you to learn out the halachos one from the other. But one second, you still can't learn out shol from shomer sachar. And I'll tell you why. Tikal mifrach, because you can ask a pircha. What's the pircha? Malu shomer sachar shekin pater b'shvura umesa. Tomar b'shoel shechai b'shvura umesa. Because Rebbe said, at the end of the day, you could say a shomer sachar is pater in shvura and mesa, which Rebbe remember, shvura and mesa is own sin. Yet a shoel is chai in shvura umesa. Ela gneva va'aveda b'shoel l'chiyuva minolon. Rather, again, gneva and aveda by a shoel for responsibility, for obligation, where do we know? Digomer mishomer sachar. Because what's we learn it out ultimately from shomer sachar. Yet, dayo lovo minadin lios kenidon. But I also remember again, whenever making a kal v'chomer, so the kal can never become more chomer than the chomer. Right? That's the, we call it the kal v'chomer cap. So yet the Gemara says that's what it means. So we'll say if you're going to say over here that Geneva and Aveda by a Shomer Sachar, if the Bailim are present, right? If the Bailim are present, now we're going to see what this actually means over here is if the Bailim are present at the time of the Schira. If the owner is present at the time of the actual rental, then Lamais, again, that's going to fall under the Ptur of Baal of Imo. If that's the case, then maybe by Shoel, even by Onsin, like Geneva Va'aveda, If the bailim are there, then ultimately they'll be potter. To which the Gemara says, "Honey chamand leman de isle dayo." So that makes sense if you subscribe to the concept of dayo. Elamand lasle dayo ma'ikalemimar. But mostly it's actually interesting. There's an opinion that does not subscribe to dayo. Now, if you don't subscribe to dayo, what that means is you could actually, technically speaking, have a kal v'chomer, where the kal v'chomer allows the kal to become even more chomer than the chomer. That's if you reject dayo. So what is there to say in that case over here? Ela amrikra. V'chiyishal vav mosif al inyon rishon v'yilmot elyon mitachton v'tachton me'elyon. Rather, Rabbi Yossi, what you'll have to see over here is that vav ultimately goes ahead and allows you to create that bridge. Literally, mosif al inyon rishon, it includes more than what is written in the pasuk and allows you to learn out the upper part from the lower part and the lower part from the upper part. Then Rabbi Yossi, go back to that Rashi once more that I read to you before, because this is actually what the Rashi is going on. First wide line in Rashi. V'yumot elyon mitachton v'tachton me'elyon geneva va'aveda d'shomer sachar mechiyuva d'shoel. So you'll learn out geneva and aveda by a shomer sachar from the obligations of a shoel, and you'll say the following: mashvur umeisa d'shoel b'bailim potter. Possibly when it comes to own sim by shoel, if the owners are present, the shoel is potter. Ach yuva d'shomer sachar b'bailim potter. So too again, Abbasi, when it comes to a shomer sachar, he also has a patur of ba'al avimo. So the Gemara says so that's elyon mitachton. V'tachton me'elyon, mash shomer sachar chay b'gneva v'aveda shalo b'bailim. Just like a shomer sachar is chay b'gneva and aveda with if the owners are not present. Af shoel kain. So the shoel has that same level of liability. Umash shomer sachar b'bailim potter. Af shoel kain. And just like a shomer sachar will be potter with b'ail of imo, so to a shoel. Fine. So it says the Gemara itmar. So the Gemara goes weiter. Itmar. Say that again. That's what the Gemara is suggesting right now. Correct. Itmar. Pshia b'bailim. They both say, now we get into an interesting sugya. Pshia b'bailim. Now what does pshia b'bailim mean? Take a look. Third wide line in Rashi. Pshia b'bailim. Echad min ha-shomrim she-pasha kishahaya b'bailim b'malachta. So both say, so what we have over here essentially are different variations and discussions as to when the pitur of ba'al of imo actually exists. Now remember, the interesting part of this Gemara is we learn something that you would not necessarily have gleaned from the Mishnah, which is, at least according to one opinion, there is a p'tor of Baal of Imo by Shomer Sachar as well. So now the Gemara asks the following question. What about Pshia B'Bailim? Let's see Rabbo say. So what we have over here is the following. I understand if the owner is present that there could be a p'tor for Gneva V'Aveda, Onsin. For Shvura Umesa Onsin and Gneva V'Aveda. What about Pshia? What happens if the shoel is poshea? He's negligent with the animal. The animal dies or something happens, but the owner is present. Does the p'tur of Baal of Imo cover pshia as well? To which the Gemara said, "Pligi bar of Acha v'Ravino." Revachan of Ravino argued about this. Chad amar chayiv, chad amar potter. One says you're chayiv, one says you're potter. Man damar chayiv, so the one who says you're chayiv, kasaver mikra nidrash lefanov v'lo lifnei panov. So the one who says that you're, the one that says you're chayiv, says that you kedarsh in a pasuk immediately for that which immediately precedes it, but not which doubly precedes it. Look at Rashi for just a moment. Mikra in Baal of Imo. Both remember again, the Torah of Baal of Imo is learned that from a pasuk. So the one who says that Shechai will say, you could ask in the pasuk lefanov. What's lefanov? Rashi says, Ashomer Sachar Behakesha. So remember, immediately following the section of Shoel is the section ultimately of Shomer Sachar. Therefore, you could take the p'tor of Baal of Imo, you could dash in it lefanov, which means that you could have it going on Shomer Sachar, v'lo lifnei fanov. But you can't, again, I will say, apply the statement of Baal of Imo to two sections prior. Rashi says, what does that mean? Ashomer chinam, the parashah shal shomer chinam v'shal shomer sachar lo iskish bevav yisera, delo ksiv v'chi yitim v'shomer sachar. So also listen to this. So the mandam who says that p'shir b'bailim v'bichayev will say that you could apply Baal of Imo to not only the section in which it's stated, but the section which immediately precedes it. But you cannot apply it to two sections before. So the section that precedes it is Shomer Sachar. You can apply it to Shomer Sachar, but you can't go ahead and apply it to Shomer Chinam. Therefore, again, Ilkoch, in Baal of Imo, Shomer Chinam, Loksiv. Therefore, again, the Ptor Baal of Imo doesn't apply to Shomer Chinam. Upshia Nami b'Shomer Sachar, u'b'Shoa Loksiv. And I will say, it also doesn't mention any Lashon of Pshia by Shomer Sachar and by Shomer Chinam. Hilchach, b'Shomer Sachar, u'b'Shoa L'chiyuv Asya. Therefore, I will say it's an interesting limud. Therefore, because in Baal of Imo doesn't apply ultimately again to Shomer Chinam, and yet Pshia is only written by Shomer Chinam, not by Shomer Sachar and by Shoel, what does that teach us? That teaches us that the Ptur of in Baal of Imo does not apply in a case of Pshia. Very interesting limud. To which the Imar says, Asi b'kav v'chomer b'shomer Chinam. And ultimately, again, on both sides, the liability ultimately of Pshia by a Shomer Sachar, Shomer Chinam, is ultimately, a Shomer Sachar and a Shoel, is going to be learned that from a Kav HaChomer, from Shomer Chinam, about the Bailim Liftar, Af B'Shomer Sachar, U'B'Shoel Lo. But I will say, ultimately, again, to go ahead and exempt one for Pshia, both in a case of Shomer Sachar, as well as in a case of Shoel, we will not say, my time. Kik siv im ba'al of imo lo yishalim ashoel va'ashomer sachar. Ahanech yuvi dichsiv behu behed jehu demichtiv. So again, bottom line, first opinion will essentially say the following. In ba'al of imo, Rabbi say, interestingly enough, we could dashen it for the section in which it's written, which is shoel, and the section which precedes it, which is shomer sachar. You can't apply it to two sections prior, which is shomer chinam. So there is no ptor of Baal of Imo ultimately again from in Shomer Chinam. Yet interestingly enough, in the Torah only discusses liability for Pshia by Shomer Chinam, not by Shomer Sachar, not by Shoel. Yet we learn out from a Kal V'Chomer to the others. But the fact that ultimately in Baal of Imo is not applied to Shomer Chinam indicates to us that the one unique aspect that is written by Shomer Chinam is not covered by in Baal of Imo, which is another way of saying that there is no ptur for Baal of Imo in a case of Pshia by Shomer Sachar and by Shomer Chinam. An interesting limud. Man damer pater. So we'll say the one who says that you're pater, the one who would say that no, in Baal of Imo also covers Pshia. So he will say Kasavra Mikra Nedrash Lefanav Lefnei Fanav. It's not true. When it says in Baal of Imo, Rabbo said that could be applied to the section immediately prior and to two sections before. Therefore, Rabbo said that opinion holds that the Ptur of Baal of Imo applies to both a Shomer Chinam as well as a Shomer Sachar. To which the Gemara says, therefore, in the Torah, Baal of Imo, a Shomer Chinam na miksiv. It also applies to the case of Shomer Chinam. So the Gemara says, Tinan hashol asapar of a shah ba'ala ima. So let's analyze this. So we learned in our Mishnah that if you go ahead and you borrow a cow and you borrow the services of the owner along with it, or you borrow the cow and you rented the services of the owner with it, or shal ba'alaha, or you hired the owners and then only afterwards, or sachran va'achakach shal asapara umesa. Potter. So also remember again, in all of these cases, this is the Ptur of Baal Amivo, which we established in the Mishnah requires either a simultaneity of the hiring, good morning Mr. Schoenfeld, of the hiring of the borrowing of the shar together with the owners, or that the hiring of the owners was done before the shar. V'ilu shomer chinam lo katani. Yet both say, interestingly enough, when the Mishnah discusses the liability, or the exemption of Baal of Imo, the Mishnah only discusses a case of Shoel. It never discusses a case of Shomer Chinam. So this is a kasha, because if you are correct that the Ptur ben Baal of Imo applies to Shomer Chinam as well, why doesn't the Mishnah state that? To which the Gemara says, Ulutamech. But using your logic, Shomer Sachar, Mikatani, does the Mishnah mention Shomer Sachar? It doesn't mention Shomer Sachar either. It just mentions what? It just mentions Shoel. Ela Tana Milsa Diksiv Ravosai 95b. Tzadik Heyamadeis. Ela, rather says the Gemara, Tana Milsa Diksiva Behej, Tana Milsa Diksiva Behej Katani. Vosai, the Mishnah only states things that are mentioned explicitly in the Torah. The Asya Midrasha Lo Katani. So both say, remember again, the only thing in which the Ptur of Baal of Imo is stated explicitly in the Torah regarding is what? Is Shoel. Therefore, the Mishnah only discusses Shoel. Those things that are learned out through a drasha. Now again, it's a machlokas as to what you can go out and learn out with through a drasha. We'll say, by the way, this in general is another exegetical machlokas. When you darshan something, could the drasha apply to the section immediately preceding it? Or could it even be applied to two sections preceding it? That's the fundamental machlokas. Either way, the Mishnah is only discussing those things that are explicit in the Torah, not those things that are learned from a drasha. Tashma, sha'ala, or sha'ala, v'sha'ala ima. So we learned earlier that if I borrow the cow, and if I borrow the services of the owners together with the cow, or sakra v'sakra ba'alehima, or I rented the cow, and I rented the services of the owner along with the cow, or sha'ala v'sakra ba'alehima, or I borrowed the cow, but rented the services of the owner together with it, or sakra v'sha ba'alehima, or I rented the cow, and I borrowed the services of the owner with it, this is very interesting. The Gemara now is describing the scope of Ba'al of Imo. Even though the owners might be doing work somewhere else, at the time that the animal dies, the Shoel will still be Pater. Now look at Rashi. Rashi says, B'makom Acher, it's the last of the wide lines on top. B'makom Acher, Shelo B'makom HaPara. Even if the owners are currently engaged in work in another place, somewhere separate than where the cow is, Obilvachete Malachto Shel Shoel O Shel Socher. Well, so what the Gemara seems to be saying is the following, that the Ptur of Baal of Imo does not require the owner to be working with the animal at the time of the animal's death. What it just requires is that the owner is in the employ of the renter at the time of the animal's death. So in other words, if I go ahead and I rent Reuven's animal, and I also hire Reuven to work for me. So we assume the paradigmatic case is like Reuven is working with his cow that I rented at the time of the second, and it drops dead. That's certainly Baal of Imo. But the Gemara is adding in over here is that even if I have Reuven working on a different field of mine, that's what it sounds like, a different field of mine, but he's working for me at the time that his cow that I rented from him or borrowed from him dies, that's the Ptur of Baal of Imo. To which the Gemara says, Savrua Hamani, whose opinion is this? Rabbi Yehudihi, Dama Socher Kishomer Socher Dami. So we'll say this sounds like it's Rabbi Yehuda, because we also remember again, the Brisa even added in the case of Socher. So this sounds to be like the position of Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Socher has the same status as a Shomer Socher. I vaha hai tana katani milsa da asya midrasha. So we'll say, but remember again, this Tana is bringing up something that is learned that from a drasha via the Shomer Chinam lo katani. So we'll say, here's the problem. The problem is, if you're going to include Socher in this case, then why not include Shomer Chinam as well? In other words, if you're telling me now, we'll say, if you're telling me that the Ptur of Baal of Imo doesn't just apply to Shomer, but it also applies to a Shomer Sachar. That's because you're darshaning the phrase of Im Baal of Imo Lefanov, then why not include Shomer Chinam, which is Lefnei Fanov as well? Why not include everything? Haman Rabbi Meir Hidu Amar Socher Kishomer Chinam Dami. To which the Gemara says, oh, because whose opinion does it reflect? It reflects the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who holds that a Socher is like a Shomer Sachar. It's like a Shomer Chinam, excuse me. I have a ton of Shomer Chinam for Adin Shomer Sachar. And again, the Gemara says, the Tana really means to say that this includes a Shomer Chinam, and certainly it includes a Shomer Sachar as well. Ibai Zema, the other possibility is Kidemachlif Rabba Baravua Vitani. Well, so the other possibility ultimately is that it refers to a situation where we go ahead and switch around the Shitos, like Rabba Baravua goes ahead and switches around and teaches Socher Ketzad Mishalim. Socher Ketzad Mishalim. Ultimately, again, how does a socher? I will say, what is the nature of a socher's liability? Rabbi Meir Omer Kishomer Socher. Rabbi Meir ultimately says that a socher is like a shomer socher. Rabbi Huda Omer Kishomer Chinam. Rabbi Huda says that no, a socher is like a shomer chinam. Amar Hamnuna the Olam Hu Chayiv Atshe. So I will say, fine. So we have a sub machlokes as to how to go ahead and understand the nature, ultimately, again, of this braisa. Who's included in this braisa? Who's not included in this braisa? But I will say, remember, the reason why this braisa is important for us is because it is suddenly expanding the scope of what? The scope of Im Ba'al of Imo. What we've suddenly discovered is that the Ptur of Ba'al of Imo does not require the owner of the animal to literally be with the animal at the time the animal suffers some type of accident or death. But apparently, according to this Braisa, as long as the owner is working for the renter at the time of the death of the animal will be covered by the Ptur of Im Ba'al of Imo. To which the Gemara Samra Hanuno, the Olam Hu Chayiv Achetei Para V'Choresh Ba. Chamar o mechamer achareha. So what says the Gemara now? Comes on Rav Hamnuna and says, no, absolutely incorrect. The Ptur of Im Ba'al of Imo requires what Rabbosai? Requires for the owner of the animal to be actively engaged with the animal, the owner of the animal to be actively engaged with the animal at the time of the death of the animal. So if the owner, so again, remember, we'll say, in other words, according to Rav Hamnuna, if I borrow an animal from Reuven, and then I hire Reuven to work for me. So the only time that the Petur, and then the animal drops dead. So the only time I will be Potter on that is when? Is if Reuven himself is actively working with the animal at the time of its death. The literal translation over here is, he's working with the animal and he's plowing with it. Or he's working with the donkey and he's managing the donkey and its load. For the Rabbi, according to Rav Hamnuna's model, Rav Hamnuna will require that the owners of the animal be present from the moment that the animal was borrowed until ultimately, again, the time in which it broke. And we'll say that what that means is the owner has to be present at the time of the rental and at the time of the event. Alma kasavar ba'alav imo akula milsa mashma. Therefore, Rabbi say he understands ba'alav imo refers to the entirety of this process. The process both of the schirus, the rental, as well as the process of the event. Massive Rava, so Rava raises a kasha, sha'ala v'sha'al ba'ala ima. So we'll say if you go ahead and you borrow an animal and you also go ahead and borrow the owners with it. In other words, you borrow the animal and you also go ahead and rent and borrow the services of the owner. Sachra v'sachra ba'ala ima. You go ahead and you rent the animal and you also rent the services of the owner. Sachra v'sha'al ba'ala, or you rent the animal and you borrow the services of the owner. So says the Gemara. So v'sha'ala v'sachra ba'ala ima, and you go ahead and, or you go ahead and you, sha'ala v'sachra ba'ala ima, you go ahead and you borrow the animal and you also go ahead and rent the services. Good morning. You also go ahead and you borrow the animal and you rent the services of the owner. Even though the owners are doing work elsewhere, umesa, and the animal dies, potter. Ultimately, again, the renter will be potter. So we'll say, so again, does this not mean, my love, b'malacha acheres, does this not mean that the owner is engaged in a separate form of law? Because this is a kashya of Hamnuna. Because Rav Hamnuna said what? The Ptur of Ba'al of Imur Abosai requires what? For the owner to be actively engaged ba'osa malacha in the same type of work that the animal is doing at the time of its death. Not only that, Rav Hamnuna actually adds in as well that the owner has to be present. The owner has to be present at the time of the schirus. To which the Gemara says, lo, ba'osa malacha. No, rather it means that the owner is doing the same malacha. But 1 second, it doesn't say that. Right? It says b'makom acher, elamai b'makom acher, to kamarafi va'azul kamo. We'll say what it means is the following, that the owner is not literally right next to the cow. So for example, I will say, apparently what would often happen in plowing is that if I have my animal plowing, I, the owner of the animal, or the person who was doing the plowing, would walk in front of the animal. If I saw there was especially rocky or tough soil, I would loosen it up a little bit for the animal afterwards. So in that case, I'm engaged in the same malacha as the animal, but what? I'm b'makom acher. Because I'm not side by side, I'm not right next to the animal, I'm in front of the animal. That's, according to Rav Hamnuna, what the Brice is talking about. So I'm engaged with the animal, but b'makom acher. I've, says the Gemara, v'hayv mid the seifa al gabo, but yet again, since the Seifa is talking about a case where the owner is working with the animal, so the Gemara says, Reisha b'malacha acheres, it has to be that the first part of the Braisa is talking about a different malacha, diktani Seifa shala, v'achar kach sha'al ba'la, sachra v'achar kach sachar ba'la ima, afa pisha b'ailim charshin al gaba umesa chayiv. So we'll say, to which the Gemara says, so remember, the second Braisa is talking explicitly about a case where the owner is working directly with the animal. If that's the case, and we would assume that the Reisha is talking about a case where he's not working with the animal. Amri Reisha v'seifa ba'osa malacha. We'll say at the end of the day, both the Reisha and the Seifa are referring to the same, where the owner is working with the animal. V'Reisha rabusa kamash malon. And ultimately, again, the Reisha has its own novelty. V'Seifa rabusa kamash malon. And the Seifa has its own novelty. What are the novelties? Reisha rabusa kamash malon da'af al-gav, the lav al-gaba. The Reisha teaches me that as long as the owner is there, if present, even if he's not actually with the animal, as long as he's engaged and the same malacha as the animal, kevan davu baylim b'shashay lepater, v'sefer abusa kamash malon, da'af agav da'al gaba, So we'll say, see, each the Reisha and the Sefer each teaching me something different. As the Reisha teaches me that as long as the owners are present at the time of the borrowing, as long as they are engaged in the same malacha as the animal at the time of the animal's death, even if what? They were not actively with the animal, ultimately, again, the Torah will be there. And the Sefer teaches me that what? That Rabbi say, if the owners were not present at the time of the she'ila, at the time of the borrowing, even if they literally were working directly with the animal the time the animal dies, ultimately, again, the owner, the renter, is not covered by the Petor of Imbal of Imo. So we'll stop over here for today. I'm going to record a little bit more before Shabbos, Emir Tzashem, but I'll share with you a quick idea on the Parsha.
Even if the
Baal
is with him, he still has to be engaged in the
Malachah? That's the Machlokas. Well, let me, so, just so.